Title: Straight Shooter. The Fourth Circuit stands by its earlier decision in case about Iraqi security guards whose inability to shoot straight gave rise to FCA liability. Content: They say bad facts make bad law. And in the world of the False Claims Act, FCA, 31 U.S.C. 3729, it seek. Where much law is made at the dismissal stage, bad allegations can be just as dangerous. When the Triple Canopy case, U.S. ex rel. Bada vs. Triple Canopy Incorporated, was on appeal before the Fourth Circuit for the first time in 2015, it seemed like it was the epitome of such a case. In 2015, courts were still wrestling with the viability of the implied certification theory under the FCA. So a case involving Ugandan mercenaries with falsified marksmanship scorecards hired to protect U.S. and Iraqi facilities in Iraq was exactly the type of case that seemed likely to cement the Fourth Circuit as a favorable jurisdiction for FCA cases brought under the implied certification theory. Recently, the Fourth Circuit ruled, again, on the case, this time taking into consideration the Supreme Court's decision in Universal Health Services Incorporated v. U.S. ex rel. Escobar, 136 S. CT 1989, 2016. Although the FCA defense bar hoped this might result in a different decision, the Fourth Circuit appears to be standing by its 2015 decision in which it held that the government had adequately stated a claim for relief under the FCA's implied certification theory. So how did we get here? To recap, in 2009, Triple Canopy was hired by the government to provide security services for an airbase in Iraq. The contract required Triple Canopy's guards to qualify under specified firearm standards for marksmanship. When the hired guards could not demonstrate such firearm proficiency, a Triple Canopy supervisor allegedly directed the creation of false qualifying marksmanship scorecards for these guards, as well as additional guards hired that were signed, sometimes allegedly post-dated, and placed in the guards' personnel files. A Triple Canopy medic who had been ordered to prepare some of the false scorecards, Omar Badr, filed a KATAM action under the FCA and the government intervened in the case. The government and Badr alleged violations of the FCA under the implied certification theory. Under this theory, the government and Badr argued that Triple Canopy violated the FCA by merely submitting a request for payment. It was irrelevant, in the government's and Badr's views, that Triple Canopy never explicitly certified compliance with the contract's marksmanship requirement on its invoices, nor did Triple Canopy ever make any certification of any kind on the government's material inspection and receiving report, Form DD-250. In January 2015, the Fourth Circuit, relying on the troubling allegations in this case, unsurprisingly reversed the district court's dismissal of the government's claim, finding a false claim is adequately pleaded if the party knowingly makes a claim for government payment and withholds information about its non-compliance with material contractual requirements. The court reasoned, if Triple Canopy believed that the marksmanship requirement was immaterial to the government's decision to pay, it was unlikely to orchestrate a scheme to falsify records on multiple occasions. The Fourth Circuit also rejected the argument that, because the government never reviewed the records, it could not have relied on the scorecards, finding that a false record could influence the government's payment decision even if the government ultimately does not review the record, about 1 year after the Fourth Circuit's decision. And while a petition for certiorari in the Triple Canopy case was pending at the Supreme Court issued its landmark decision in Escobar. Escobar confirmed that the implied certification theory is a viable theory of liability under the FCA. Escobar went on to describe the FCA's rigorous materiality standard and the types of facts that would be relevant to a district court's determination of whether a particular certification was material to a government payment decision. The specific and oft-cited rule from Escobar is that, to establish liability under the implied certification theory, a relator or the government must show that a defendant's claim for government payment makes specific representations about the goods and services provided, and the defendant's failure to disclose non-compliance with material contractual